Hello, this is Everyday English, your favorite daily program on English usage. In this program, we're going to turn our attention to pronunciation. Two problems of pronunciation. The first is of the word prevail and some of its forms. The second, and to me at any rate, the more important, is of words containing the sequence of letters TH, as in this, that, and thee. The word prevail, spelled P-R-E-V-A-I-L, means to exist or happen generally in a widespread manner.
Prevail, prevails, prevailed, has prevailed.
Will prevail.
It has an adjective and an abstract noun. These are
prevalent
and
prevalence.
The pronunciation of these words are not prevalent and prevalence, as we often hear on the analogy of the pronunciation of
prevail
and
prevails, prevailed.
We say prevalent, prevalence, as in
the practice of wearing loose shirts over tight trousers is very prevalent among youths of this area.
I have noticed that, and the fear amongst many disciplinarians and educationists is that the practice will continue to prevail.
I wouldn't worry about this and similar prevailing fears of our educationists. There isn't much adults can do about prevailing fashions among the young.
We've heard sentences containing or illustrating the pronunciation of
prevailing,
prevalent,
prevalence,
prevailing, prevailing practice, prevalent practices, the prevalence of these practices. Now we turn our attention to words in English written with T followed by H. They include
this, that,
these, those, and thee.
There's a tendency among many speakers of English in this sub-region to say
this, de,
these, those, and de.
Though incorrect, these pronunciations are prevalent among educated speakers of English in Ghana. We hear sentences like
those who do these things should be made to go through the correct procedures.
These are prevailing pronunciations, and we should try to substitute the correct versions. We have to say
those who do these things should be made to go through the correct procedures.
Those who do these things should be made to go through the correct procedures. We say those, not does. Does is a word in English spelt D-O-S-E, but it is different from those, spelt T-H-O-S-E.
Those who do these things.
These, not these. There's no such word as these at all in English.
Those who do these things.
Those who do these things should be made to go through the correct procedures.
We say things, not things. Those who do these things.
And we go through these things.
And not those who go through these things. True is spelt
T-R-U-E.
It's different from through, spelt
T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
Through these.
This. The.
Let's listen to a few more examples.
Thick.
This is different from thick, which is also a word in English.
Thin.
To be distinguished from the English word thin.
Through thick and thin. Not true thick and thin.
Now we're going to listen to a verbal request by Adjo and Kofi for part of the proceedings of a celebration at which a professor of literary history and criticism gave a speech in reply to an honor conferred on her. The speech has several words containing the letters T and TH, pronounced as F and V. Her name is Professor Titirati. Now, so tell us about what happened yesterday.
Well, a very modest woman, but certainly a brilliant scholar. She said she had tried throughout these years to develop this theory after examining several hypotheses.
Several hypotheses. Quite an ambitious enterprise, worthy of emulation.
She had tried in all her attempts to avoid following already trodden paths.
That is the mark of a truly creative mind. Such souls veer off trodden paths and beaten tracks.
She had achieved some degree of success, she said, but not without disappointments.
That's natural, and it is to be expected. Isn't that what is to be expected?
Looking back, she said, this was an exploration by man's unconquerable spirit and intellect into regions where no man had trodden before.
This was an exploration of man's unconquerable spirit and intellect into regions where no man had trodden before. That was Professor Titirati, you said?
Yes.
Quite an unusual name in these parts, I would have said.
You should have been there to meet her. You would have found her thoroughly likable.
Thoroughly convinced about her own ideas and emerging hypotheses.
And yet so amiable.
Professor Agouvi of the Theology Department said throughout his academic travels, he had met very few thoroughgoing textual critics like her.
I'm happy to hear both of you were very impressed with what she had to say, especially the manner of delivery.
The manner of delivery.
You should aim at her achievement, patience, modesty.
But above all, thoroughness in all we do and in our search for theories and hypotheses.
You've got it. In this lesson, we've concentrated on two points of pronunciation. These are
prevail, not prevalent.
Prevailing, but prevalence.
And the second?
It has to do with words written with the letters TH. For example, through, the, this, thorough.
Not true, de, this, and thorough.
A word of caution. To many rules, there are exceptions. The name spelt
T-H-O-M-A-S
is pronounced Thomas. Thomas with a T, not Thomas. Similarly, Anthony spelt
A-N-T-H O-N-Y
is pronounced Anthony, Anthony, not Anthony. That's all, listeners. Goodbye and have a good day.